League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, stop. High Size Baby, a 1990 hit for Robert Van Winkle. He wrote this song at the age of 16, based on the bass line of Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. He argued that it wasn't a copy of Queen and David Bowie, but eventually he had to give up the cash to Queen and David Bowie. I got it wrong. It's harder than it looks, isn't it? Did they need that cash, Queen and David Bowie? We'll never know. Now, much maligned, this song, but he's a pioneer, Robert Van Winkle, first rapper to cross into the pop market. And his use of samples, he eventually admitted he was just sampling Under Pressure. And, you know, an artist spitting bars over another artist's work, that's where the truly great art happens today. Counter arguments are manifold. Do I carry on doing this? I've moved it up a notch. I've gone electric today, you noticed. Ice Ice Baby was given the distinction by the Houston Press as being the worst song ever to emanate from Texas. Not the band Texas, obviously far worse emanated from the band Texas, but the place Texas. Worst song ever to emanate from Texas. Even the racist ones. They said Ice Ice Baby was worse than racism, which is quite an extreme thing to say, isn't it? However, I'm here to tell you today, it's not the worst version of this song. Because in 1991, Alvin and the Chipmunks released a cover version of Ice Ice Baby called Ice Ice Alvin. For their album, The Chipmunks Rock the House, which is undoubtedly the worst thing to happen. Not just in music, but in human history. You can still get this on YouTube, but don't. Stop. Collaborate. Listen. I defy anyone to listen to the whole of this song. It's 3 minutes 18, and the most I've ever got into it is 23 seconds. That's the record you have to beat now. People take the mickey out of Vanilla Ice, particularly when Vanilla Ice announced that he'd be performing a concert at Alexandra Palace in London, and people would skate around whilst listening to the concert. And it was called Vanilla Ice on Ice. It was cancelled, this concert, due to low ticket sales. What is wrong with people? Sounds incredible. I mean, a little crowbarred. A little crowbarred, you know, Vanilla Ice on Ice. But no more crowbarred than when Queen played a concert at Buckingham Palace called Queen for Queen. They were trying to make more money because they didn't have enough. They had to steal it from Robert Van Winkle just because he... Oh, we don't have enough money! So we've got to play the concert Queen for Queen. Yeah, not as crowbarred as when Black Sabbath played a concert purely for black people on a Sunday. Wasn't in Texas, that one. And Alvin and the Chipmunks played a concert in a park and called it Dog Shit on Dog Shit. Alvin and the Chipmunks singing Ice, Ice Alvin is the worst thing to happen to humanity. And I'm including in that slavery, genocide, and the obliteration of the entire planet by an asteroid. Ice, Ice Alvin is worse than all of those things put together. Steven Spielberg should make a film about how society was mortally damaged by the release of Ice, Ice Alvin. And attempted to recover, but ultimately a piece of our cultural soul was lost forever. Now, talking about the song's lyrics, Robert Van Winkle stated that if you released Ice Ice Baby today, and I quote him here, he said, "It would fit in today's lyrical respect amongst peers. You know what I'm saying. My lyrics aren't pump it up, go go. At least I'm saying something." Just saying something. Well, that's true to a certain extent, isn't it, Robert Van Winkle? Even if it's like a 1,000,000% true, it's true to a certain extent. But I do think if the song is going to be re-released, I do think the lyrics and the song need a bit of a revamp. If the song is going to resonate now in these post-COVID times, it needs to be, I think, an uplifting ballad to get us out of the hard times. Here we go.
Be nice, baby. Alright, stop collaborate and listen. Nice is back with a brand new intention. Oh, oh, hatred that grabs a hold of you tightly. It flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Nightly, nightly, would ever stop your, I don't know. Turn off the heat and I will glow to the extreme. Rock a mic like a vandal and I'll play the piano like George Friedrich Handel. Handel, Handel. Everyone, hate is a sin apart from Alvin and the Chipmunks. They should be chopped up and bought in fucking great big chunks. Ice, ice, Alvin. Ice, ice, Alvin. If I was, then you could ever Alvin, the eighth deadly sin, put it in the same bin as 9/11 and slavery and oppression. Ice, ice, Alvin, a clusterfuck, clusterfuck amalgam. Thank you so much, guys. Lots of love.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.